The topic of today's preaching is reasons for thanking God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十三节到第二十节。
And it is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 20.
让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十三节，让我们一起来看。
Let's open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 through 20.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十三节，保罗说，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，知道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把他们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，却以众人为敌。第十六节，不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救，常常充满了自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临到他们身上，已经到了极处。弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们尽力地想发指，但愿遇见你们的面。所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有意两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在地面上站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
First Thessalonians 2, verses 13 through 20. For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea.For you also endured the same sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out. They are not pleasing to God, but hostile to all men, hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them to the utmost. But we, brethren, having...been taken away from you for a short while, in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face. For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us. For who is our hope, or joy, or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第二节到第三节，保罗曾经对帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒说过。
And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 2 and 3, Paul said to the believers in Thessalonica,
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们父面前不住地纪念你们的信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
所以保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感谢神。
So Paul thanked God, for the believers.
因为信徒在信心上所做的功夫。
Because of what they have done because of faith.
在爱心上所受的劳苦。
the staff and the steadfastness of their hope.
啊，在盼望主耶稣所存有的忍耐。
And the long suffering that they have because of hope in Jesus.
因着信徒在他们的信心、爱心和盼望所存有的表现。
Because of what they show because of love, joy, and also hope.
啊，保罗向神感谢。
Paul gives thanks on their behalf.
那么从刚才我们所看那段经文。
From the scripture we just read.
啊，保罗再次的感谢神。
Paul once again thanked God.
因为信徒对神还有他的话语的那种委身。
Because of the dedication the believers had because of God's word.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒对神那种委身还有对他的话语的委身一共有三方面。
So there are three areas where the believers in the Thessalonian church showed.
然后第一点就是他们领受了神的道。
First off is that they accepted God's word.
那么第二点呢就是他们愿意为主受苦。
Second is because they are willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
那么第三点就是他们能够在主的面前站立得住。
And third off is because the believers are able to stand firm in their faith.
所以保罗感谢神第一点就是因为信徒领受了神的道。
So the first thing that Paul gives thanks is because the believers believed or accepted God's word.
啊，就好像十三节这里说，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So Paul said, for this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们听了这个道，他们就领受了。
So the believers in the Thessalonian church, they heard the word of God and they believe.
而且领受的时候他们不以为是人的道而是神的道。
And when they accepted the word, they believe that it is not the word of man, but the word of God.
那么因此保罗感谢神。
And therefore Paul gave thanks.
人的道跟神的道是有很大的区别。
There is a big difference between the word of man and the word of God.
因为人的道是从人而来的。
Because the word of man came from man.
而神的道是从神而来的。
And the word of God came from God.
那么很多年前的时候，我听了福音，我就开始读圣经。
So many years ago, I heard the gospel and I began to read the Bible.
那么最大的问题，我就不知道这本圣经到底是人的道还是神的道。
My biggest question was, I don't know if this Bible is the word of man or the word of God.
啊，是从人而来还是从神而来？
Is it from man or is it from God?
那么当时我对自己说。
And so at that time I told myself.
如果圣经是神的道。
If this Bible is the word of God.
我愿意相信并且愿意遵守他的话语。
I will be willing to believe and also follow it.
那么这么多年来借着阅读借着查考研究生命的经历。
And so these many years through reading, through searching and through studying and the experience of life.
然后发觉到这本圣经确实是神的道。
I discovered that this Bible truly is the word of God.
然后这本圣经虽然是人写的。
Even though this Bible was written by man.
但是这些人是借着圣灵的引导。
They were led by the Holy Spirit.
把它写成这本圣经。
To finish and write this Bible.
所以提摩太后书第三章十六节保罗说。
So Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
那么圣经都是神所默示的以教训读者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
那么这本圣经一共有66卷书。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
有40多位作者。
And there are 40 plus authors.
然后写成这本圣经。
To finish this Bible.
我们这些作者他们来自不同的文化背景。
These authors are from all different cultural backgrounds.
在不同的时代写了这本圣经。
And they are also from different era.
我们这本圣经不是在一年或者两年、五年、十年写成的。
This Bible was not written within 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years.
而是在一千将近一千六百年的时间写成这本圣经。
They were completed within a period of 1600 years.
那么圣经的作者有不同的经济地位。
The authors all have different economical background.
啊，不同的学历。
They have different educational background.
有些是君王。
There are some that are kings.
啊，有些是诗人。
Some are some.
有些是先知。
Some are prophets.
有些是渔夫。
Some are fishermen.
啊，还有一位是医生。
And there's one is a physician.
那么这些圣经的作者，他们来自不同的地方。
They all came from different regions.
有些来自中东。
Some came from the Middle East.
啊，有些他们来自这个非洲。
Some came from Africa.
有些来自欧洲。
Some came from Europe.
然后这本圣经以三种语文写成。
This Bible was written in three languages.
啊，希伯来文、希腊文还有亚兰文。
Hebrews, Greek, and also Aramaic.
我们圣经66卷书里面有历史书。
So within the 66 books, there are the book of history.
有律法书。
The book of law.
有诗篇，有自传。
Psalms and biography.
有比喻，还有这个预言，还有书信。
Parables, epistles, and also
prophecy. 那么，虽然这本圣经是以三种语文写成
，Even though the Bible were written in three languages.
啊，在不同的时代。
It was written in different era.
有40多位作者。
There are more than 40 authors.
来自不同的文化背景还有地方。
Came from different cultural background and regions.
但是这本圣经它所说的是一致的。
But there is unity in the theme of the Bible.
这些圣经的作者他们讲同样的一个故事。
They all the authors wrote about one same story.
啊，这个是不可思议的事情。
And this is unimaginable.
我们在圣经里面大约有2500个预言。
In the Bible, there are about 2,500 prophecies.
2,000个预言已经应验在人类的历史里。
There are 2,000 that has already been fulfilled.
还有500个预言等待做应验。
And there are 500 prophecies that are waiting to be fulfilled.
我们这些还没有应验的预言，大部分记载在启示录，还有旧约的先知书里面。
And for the 500 prophecies, they are recorded in the Revelations and also some of the books in the Old Testament.
那么也有记载在四福音书，还有保罗的书信、彼得书信里面。
They are also recorded in the four Gospels and also the letters from Paul.
然后不少的预言已经应验在人类的历史里面。我举一个例子。
So quite a few has already been fulfilled in man's history. Let me just list an example.
但以理书第九章二十六节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 26.
过了62个期，那受膏子必被剪除。一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所。之中必如洪水冲没，没有战争，没有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了。
Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.And its end will come with a flood. Even to the end, there will be war, desolations, and determined.
那么这个预言是但以理在公元前500年所预告的。
So, this prophecy was told by the prophet Daniel at 500 BC.
我们当时但以理预告说波斯王亚达雪西在公元前458年的时候下令以色列人可以回到耶路撒冷重建那个圣殿。
So Daniel prophesied that King Persia, Artaxerxes will issue a decree in 458 BC to allow the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem.
那么从这个波斯王下令483年之后
So after this decree was issued, 483 years later,
有一位受膏者也就是耶稣基督来到世上做神的事工。
There will be a Messiah, which is Jesus Christ, who will come to earth and minister.
那么过后他被杀害，也就是他被钉死在十字架上。
And later he was killed, and that is he was nailed on a cross.
那么除此之外，但以理也预告说耶路撒冷城将会被毁灭。
And besides that, Daniel also prophesied that Jerusalem will be destroyed.
那么后来这个预言就应验在公元后70年。
And this prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD.
然后罗马皇帝就把耶路撒冷烧毁了。
The king of Rome, destroyed and burned Jerusalem.
也就是罗马皇帝提多把这个耶路撒冷城烧毁了。
And it is the, King Titus.
那么在1947年这个所发现那个死骸古卷证明圣经不是一个近代的书本。
And in 1947, the Dead Sea Scroll that was discovered showed that the Bible is not a modern book.
而是一本古代的书本。
It is a book from, long, long time ago.
因为这个死骸古卷是在公元前100年被抄写的。
Because the Dead Sea Scroll was written or copied in 100 BC.
我们今天的旧约圣经跟这个死骸古卷大概是 95% 是一模一样的。
And so the Old Testament and the Dead Sea Scroll is about 95% the same.
只有5% 一点的差异。
There is a little bit of difference, there's a 5% difference.
这些差异都是因为抄写的时候所产生的那个问题。
And this 5% difference was the mistake of, when they're copying.
我们大约在五年前的时候，这个死骸古卷在我以前那个神学院被展示。
So about 5 years ago, the Dead Sea Scroll was, at an exhibition at my, old school, seminary.
那个时候我特地去看这个死骸古卷。
I went and looked at the exhibition.
那么大开眼界看到这个古代那个古抄本。
And it really opened up my eyes as I saw the old scrolls there.
那么这些2000多年前的古抄本展示在我的眼前。
So the scroll that is opened in front of me, and it is 2000 years old.
然后使我体会到这个圣经它的历史的悠久。
And I realize what long history this Bible has come from.
然后除此之外使我感觉到这本旧约圣经跟这个古抄本有密切的关系。
And I realize what a close relationship there is within this, with this Dead Sea Scroll and the Old Testament.
这些只不过是一些解释还有证据证明这本圣经是神的道而不是人的道。
And this is only a little example or explanation to show us that this book, this Bible, is truly God's Word.
所以圣经不是一本平凡的书而是神的话语。
The Bible is not just an ordinary book, but it is God's Word.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒把保罗所说的看为是神的道而不是人的道。
So the believers in the Thessalonian church listen to God's Word and know that and believe that it is God's Word.
他们不单把他看为是神的道。
Not only did they look upon the words as the God, the Word of God.
而且领受了神的道。
But they also accepted the words.
他们听到保罗所传的。
They heard what God has preached.
他们就领受了。
And they accepted it.
首先他们听，然后他们领受。
First they hear and then they receive.
啊，听是用耳朵来听，就好像今天你们听我讲道一样。
Hear is through the ears, just like you're sitting here listening to my preaching.
然后领受呢，是以心来领受。
To accept and receive is to use your heart.
所以只是听没有领受，不能够带来任何的好处。
If you only hear but don't receive, will not bring forth any good results.
所以听到必须要领受。
So as you hear God's word, you must also receive them.
然后把它行出来。
And then you live it.
所以雅各书第一章第二十二节到第二十四节说
So in James chapter 1 verse 22 to 24 it says
他说只是你们要行道不是单单听到自己欺哄自己因为听到而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目看见走后既随忘了他的相貌如何
But prove yourselves doers of the word,and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror, for once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
保罗愿意感谢神第二个原因。
The second reason why Paul wants to be thankful to God.
因为信徒愿意为主受苦。
Because the believers are willing to suffer for God.
而帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒大部分都是外邦人。
Most of the believers in the Thessalonian church are, Gentiles.
他们能够面对这些苦难是因为他们效法犹太教会那些信徒的榜样。
They are willing to suffer is because they are imitating the Jewish believer.
那么当时犹太教会的信徒也遭遇迫害。
At that time, the Jewish believers or the Jewish churches have also, were persecuted.
然后犹太人教会大部分都是犹太人。
And, the Jewish churches, most of the, believers in the church are Jews.
然后迫害他们的是那些不信的犹太人。
And the one who's persecuting them are the non-believing Jews.
那么当时的基督徒，无论你是犹太人或者外邦人，都会受到迫害。
So at that time, no matter you're a Jewish believer or a Gentile believer, you will be persecuted.
那么这些人受到迫害，是因为他们成为基督徒。
They are persecuted is because they became a believer.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们的迫害来自这些外邦人。
But the persecutor of the, Thessalonian church are Gentiles.
那么就如这些犹太教会他们的迫害来自这些不信的犹太人。
Just as the Jewish churches were persecuted by the non-believing Jews.
我生长在这个伊斯兰教的一个国家里面。
I grew up in an Islamic country.
那么在一个伊斯兰教的社会里面。
And in an Islamic society,
一个伊斯兰教徒如果成为基督徒的话他必定会受到迫害。
If an Islamic person became a Christian, for sure he will be persecuted.
那么首先他的迫害来自他自己的家人。
First off, he will be persecuted by his own family.
然后来自这个社会。
And then from the society.
甚至有些国家来自政府。
And sometimes in other countries, it came from the government.
我们今天世上有不少的基督徒面对这种迫害。
And there are quite a number of Christians today, who are facing persecution.
原因是因为他们成为基督徒。
And the reason is because they have become Christian.
其实一个人成为基督徒，生命不一定会一帆风顺的。
Actually, when a person became a Christian, does not mean that your life will be full sailing.
很可能会遭遇到苦难还有迫害。
It is very possible that you will face difficulties and persecution.
因为提摩太后书三章十二节讲得非常的清楚。
It was clearly stated in 2 Timothy 3:12.
他说不但如此凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
还有在腓立比书第一章第二十九节保罗说
Paul said also in Philippians chapter 1 verse 29.
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督必要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
所以这两处经文很清楚地讲到基督徒会受苦。
So these two scriptures clearly state that Christians will suffer.
特别那些要在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的人。
Especially those who want to live a godly life.
在中国教会历史里面有一位牧师叫做王明道。
And in the Chinese church history, there is a preacher called, 明道王。
王明道是一位被受尊敬的中国基督徒领袖。
He was a, greatly respected leader of the church.
那么在1955年的时候他被共产党拘捕。
In 1955, he was arrested by the Chinese government.
他被拘捕是因为原因就是因为他参与这个三自爱国运动。
He was arrested, is because he had joined the Three Self-Patriotic Movement in China.
那么在同一年的八月。
And in August of the same year.
王明道跟他的妻子还有教会的18位弟兄姐妹被关在监牢里面。
His wife and also 18 other members of the church were thrown into jail.
那么过后他与政府签了一个认罪的条约。
And later he signed a confession statement.
而被释放。
And he was released.
但是后来他宣布放弃了这个认罪条约。
But later he recanted the statement.
那么最后他被送去一个监狱劳工营里去。
So at the end, he was sent to a prison labor camp.
那么在劳工里营里面度过了22年的光阴。
And he stayed in the labor camp for 22 years.
我们知道1980年的时候他被释放出来。
And in 1980, he was released.
王明道牧师是一位敬虔的信徒。
Pastor Wong was a God-fearing Christian.
那么他持守着这个真道。
He stand firm on the truth.
过一个敬虔和圣洁的生活。
And he live a holy and godly life.
他是一个敢讲敢批评这个社会的贪污还有一些开放神学的思想。
And he openly would dispute, about, theology and also some liberal, theological thinking.
那么他看自己好像先知以利米在当时攻击这些腐败的观念。
And he looked upon himself as, the prophet Jeremiah to openly attack and rebuke, these wrong ideas.
因为王明道持守着这个真理。
And because of how he stood firm on the truth.
批评这个社会的败坏。
And he also, criticized the corruption in the society.
使到他面对外来的迫害还有这个苦难。
And it led him to suffer and to endure persecution.
王明道愿意忍受这些苦难是因为他领受了这个神的道并且把它行出来。
He, endured persecution is because he accepted God's word and he was also willing to live it.
那么旧约圣经里面的先知还有在新约里面的使徒几乎每一位都受到迫害。
The prophets in the Old Testament and the believers in the New Testament, almost all of them suffer persecution.
原因就是因为他们持守着这个真道。
And the reason is because they stand firm on God's word.
我当主耶稣出来传扬这个天国的福音的时候
And when Jesus, was preaching about, God's kingdom,
那犹太人就开始迫害他
The Jews began to persecute him.
然后最后把他杀害
And at the end, killed him.
主耶稣来到世界上不受人的欢迎
When Jesus was on earth, he was not received, nicely by the people on earth.
就如约翰福音第一章第五节说
Just as it was said in John 1:5.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
因为主耶稣是光，因此这个罪恶的世界拒绝他。
Because Jesus was the light, so this sinful world rejected him.
同样的，当一个人成为基督徒之后，
And similarly, when a person became a Christian,
他进入这个圣洁的国度之后，
As he entered into this holy kingdom,
那可能他会遭遇到外来的迫害。
He will probably receive persecution.
因为他的价值观跟这个世界的已经不一样了。
Because his value system is no longer the same, as the present world.
那么虽然基督徒受迫害，
Even though Christians may face persecution,
那么圣经也说神将会处理这些人。
The Bible told us that God will, deal with these people.
啊，就如保罗自己所经历那种迫害一样。
Just as Paul has received all the persecution he faced.
那么圣经说神的愤怒将会降临到这些人的身上。
The Bible said God's wrath will come upon these people.
第十六节说不惜我们传道给外邦人使外邦人得救常常充满自己的罪恶神的愤怒临到他们身上已经到了极处。
Hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved,with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them to the utmost.
所以在审判的日子到来的时候神的愤怒将会临到这些人的身上。
So when the day of judgment came, God's wrath will come upon them.
所以今天我们所看的经文保罗感谢神第一因为信徒领受了神的道。
From the scripture we read today,Paul was thankful, first off, is because they have received God's word.
然后第二，因为信徒愿意为主受苦。
Second is because the believers are willing to suffer for God.
然后第三，因为他知道信徒在主的面前必定站立得住。
And thirdly is because he knows they will stand firm before God.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒承受了不少的痛苦。
The believers in the Thessalonian church have suffered a lot.
那保罗自己的事工也很不顺利。
Paul's own ministry were not smooth.
当他在腓立比传福音的时候他被那些人迫害。
And when he was preaching in Philippi, he was, persecuted.
而且把他们关在监牢里面。
And they were thrown into jail.
然后后来又把他们赶走。
And later they cast them out.
当他们后来来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候又遇到这个暴动。
And when they arrived in Thessalonica, they, were faced with riot.
很快的就要离开这个城市。
And so they would have to depart the city quickly.
虽然帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒所受的苦难和保罗自己本身所受的迫害。
So even though the believers in the Thessalonian church faces persecution and Paul himself was facing persecution.
那么但是保罗在十九节二十节这么说。
Yet Paul said in verse 19 and 20,
他说我们的盼望和喜乐必所夸的冠冕是什么呢?
For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation?
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗?
Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at His coming?
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For you are our glory and joy.
然后保罗跟他的同工愿意为主受苦。
So Paul and his co-workers are willing to suffer for the Lord.
因为他们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒能够在主的面前站立得稳。
Because they know that the believers at the Thessalonian church will stand firm before the Lord.
那么同时他也知道当主耶稣再来的时候
He also know that when Jesus return,
将会得到主所赐给他们的冠冕
They will receive the crown from the Lord Jesus.
那将来所要得到那个荣耀成为他们生命那种动力
And, the future glory motivated them to live today.
直到呢他们能够度过这个苦难的日子。
So that they can, endure the suffering.
所以神赐给他们的那种盼望 给他们带来这个喜乐和忍耐。
So the hope from God give them joy and give them long suffering.
所以保罗在主里面那个劳苦的目的就是为了信徒能够持守这个真道。
So the labor of Paul is to enable the believers to stand firm before the Lord.
愿意为主受苦。
To be willing to suffer for God.
并且在主来的时候能够在主的面前站立得住。
And also, the day when the Lord returns, that they will be able to stand firm.
这个就是保罗的盼望还有他的喜乐。
And that is Paul's hope and also his joy.
那么身为一位牧者同样的。
And as a pastor, similarly,
我的盼望而我的喜乐就是看到弟兄姐妹持守真理并且在主的面前站立得住。
My hope and my joy is to see believers to be able to stand firm in the faith and also before the Lord.
没有任何的东西比看到弟兄姐妹在真道上持守并且站立得住来得更加的宝贵。
Nothing is more precious than to be able to see brothers and sisters to stand firm in the word and also to stand firm before the Lord.
我当信徒领受了神的道并且把它行出来的时候将会带给我极大的喜乐和盼望。
And as I see brothers and sisters receive the word and stand firm, it will bring me great joy.
而保罗是一个意志力非常强的一个人。
Paul has a very strong, was very strong will.
然后他在腓立比书第三章第十三节到十四节说。
And so in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 it says,
他说弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的向着不腰杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这个就是保罗的人生观。
And that is, the worldview for Paul.
他的一生就是一个目的。
There is one purpose in his life.
忘记背后，努力面前，往着标杆直跑。
And it is to forget what lays behind and reaching forward to what is in front.
以致得到神将来为他所预备的奖赏。
And to receive the prize that God had prepared for him.
我们从这段经文里面我们看到三个时态 tenses.
In the scripture, we saw three tenses.
过去的、现在的、将来的。
The past, the present, and the future.
所以保罗的人生观就是忘记背后努力今天等待神将来所要赐给他的荣耀和冠冕。
So Paul's worldview is to forget the past, live and to work hard for today, and to wait upon the prize that was waiting for him in the future.
如果你还记得的话上个星期我提到我的牧师朋友刘碧才牧师。
If you remember, I mentioned my friend Pastor Liu.
我说他好像保罗一样。
I said he was just like Paul.
个子矮矮到处去传福音。
He's of short stature and he shared the gospel everywhere.
除了个子矮矮这位刘牧师他好像保罗一样。
And besides being short, he was like Paul.
我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来所得的赏赐。
But one thing I do is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我在去年我跟刘牧师同工的时候
Last year as I work alongside Reverend Liu
给我一个很大的感受
It gave me a great realization.
在过去这么多年来他为了一件事情
In the past many years, he worked for one thing.
啊，就是往着那个标杆一直走。
And it is to go towards the goal in front.
要得到神要为他准备的那个奖赏。
And it's to receive the prize God had prepared for him.
我主耶稣有一天会来审判这个世界。
One day Jesus will return to judge the world.
啊，在那时，每一个人都要站在他的面前被审判。
And at that time, everyone will have to stand before him to receive judgment.
一个人能够站立得住，啊，必须要看他在这一生里面，当他领受了神的道的时候，是否有持守这个真道。
Whether he can stand before the Lord depends on how, if he is able to stand firm on the faith in this life.
而且把它行出来。
And also to live it out.
所以从今天的经文我们看到保罗感谢神。
So from the scripture today, we saw that Paul give thanks.
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们领受了神的道。
Because the believers in the Thessalonian church had received God's word.
不只领受了神的道他们愿意为主受苦。
Not only did they receive God's word, they were willing to suffer for him.
他们在主的面前他们也能够站立得住。
And that they also can stand firm before the Lord.
你是否有领受了神的道
?Have you received God's word?
而把神的道行出来。
And to live out God's word.
我当主耶稣再来的时候
,When Jesus returns,
你是否能够确定自己能够在他的面前站立得住？
Are you sure that you will be able to stand before the Lord?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on the message today.
我们是否愿意持守神的真道
？Are we willing to stand firm in God's word？
无论在任何的情况之下，仍然愿意持守着神的真道
？Are we willing to stand firm no matter what circumstances we're in？
当我们能够持守神的真道的时候。
And as we are able to stand firm in the truth,
当主耶稣再来的时候
and when Jesus returned,
我们就能够在他的面前站立得住
we will be able to stand before the Lord.
亲爱的父神，求你恩待我们
Dear Father God, please bless us.
也求你坚固我们的信心
Please also strengthen our faith.
让我们信靠你。
Help us to trust in you.
在好的日子或者不好的日子，我们都能够信靠你。
Whether it is good or bad days, help us to trust in you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.